The position involves advocating on behalf of the state's largest private utility, one that covers about a quarter of the state's consumers. Former FDEP Secretary Mike Soule would lobby members of the executive branch, except for those working within his old department. Natural Resources Defense Council consultant Susan Glickman says this revolving door policy is nothing new.
It's certainly something that has been done many, many years. We all know Dick Cheney worked at Halliburton.
She says this is particularly common at Florida Power and Light.
Florida Power and Light actually has a history of hiring well-placed government officials. I think there are probably somewhere around 20 that have come either from the Public Service Commission or elected officials or some other government role. So this is not a new tactic. It's something that Florida Power and Light and other utilities and other industries have had success with by hiring people who were at one moment charged with sort of protecting the public's interest, and now they're, sort of changing teams, if you will.
Glickman says the revolving door policy gives companies a strategic advantage.
When you're in that position, you sort of know where all the issues are and sort of the inside track on the various issues.
Which doesn't always bode well for consumers or the environment.
These big industries hire well-placed people from public life that can move their agendas and have public policy sort of written to favor that company or, in this case, their shareholders.
Mike Soule was the longest serving of all of Governor Charlie Crist's appointees and was the first major department head to leave during Crist's tenure. He was a prominent player in the Gulf state's response to the BP oil disaster, and his resignation was effective September 10th. Glickman says Soule is regarded well and that the utility giant he'll be working for will now have a strong advocate on its side.
In Mike Soule, they're going to have a potentially aggressive new advocate on their side. So it's sort of left to be seen whether you would call that good or bad.
For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.